Hello, this is Olivia Brown, and I will be discussing the role of female spies during the Civil War with an in-depth focus on Confederate spy Rose O'Neill Greenhow. Neither the Union nor the Confederacy had a military intelligence network during the Civil War, so each side had to obtain crucial information from spies. Espionage during the Civil War was more of a political chess game. Each side was aware of counterintelligence, but was unable to defend against even the most basic of spying. Women before the Civil War had to uphold the duties of being a true woman. Women were supposed to stay at home and be housewives and mothers, weak and afraid, not adventurous and brave. The risk and excitement presented a rare opportunity to step outside traditional roles, especially when life would have been quite dull. Confederate sympathizer Rose O'Neill Greenhow was recognized for her impact in the Southern cause. Because men did not suspect women to be bold and daring, they could smuggle supplies and information across military lines and coax valuable information from Union soldiers. Even though women could not vote and were in most respects subservient to men, they still found ways to contribute to the war. Those who became spies were typically young, white, unmarried, and well-educated. Women who possessed the courage and determination required for spying were not intimidated by their solitary activities, gossiping neighbors, and social taboos. Female spies pushed the boundaries of acceptable conduct by meeting male conspirators in hotel lobbies, letting men into their homes at night, or even traveling by buggy unescorted.
The most potent tools in their arsenals were their physical charms, flirtations, and the powers of feminine persuasion. Officer of the Confederate Army.
Most importantly, they were passionately committed to the cause, like the Southern belle Rose O'Neill Greenhow. She married Dr. Robert Greenhow, one of the highest paid officials in the U.S. State Department employed under President Madison. With this connection, it allowed her to be part of an elite Washington circle. After her husband died a few years later, she quickly became a source of gossip, especially when once a week, James Buchanan would visit her until well past midnight throughout his presidency. It was quite the opposite of what her neighbors suspected, however. She was close friends with Buchanan, even before he was elected into office. In fact, she was the one who encouraged him to run for president. After the war broke out and Southern sympathizers left Washington, O'Neill Greenhow decided to stay and help the Confederates in a different way. She used her high connections and intimate contacts to smuggle important federal military plans to her longtime friend Jefferson Davis, now President of the Confederate States. While female spies tended wounded soldiers and made contributions similar to other women, like tending to the home, it was their wealth and status that supplied the leisure time, social contacts, and transportation necessary for spying. Having a horse was critical for female spies who operated outside the towns, a necessity that excluded poor women from spy networks. Rose Greenhow had created one of the largest networks of spies known to historians that stretched all the way from Boston to New Orleans. It included men and women in professions that could gain information, like government workers, servants, and widowed women. Also, her 8-year-old daughter, Little Rose, who had as much spirit as any Confederate soldier. The network of spies helped accomplish one of the most crucial operations, which eventually led to the Confederate victory at Manassas. One of her most trusted couriers, Betty Duval, took a ciphered message detailing Union operations to General Beauregard. Duval disguised herself as a country girl selling sweet cream and buttermilk at a city market in order to sneak past Union soldiers. She then headed to a plantation owned by a friend where she spent the night and left that morning in a stylish riding habit. She rode to a Confederate outpost near Manassas Junction and entrusted the message to an officer who would forward it to Beauregard. She undid her hair in a small silk bag the size of a silver dollar, which contained the encrypted message, fell out. Elaborate hairstyles, dress bodices, and hoop skirts allowed women to hide or smuggle crucial information. Maps, battle plans, troop strength, movement details, and medical supplies were all used as weapons against the Union. According to Donald Winkler's Stealing Secrets, some even drained eggs and filled them with tiny slips of paper with encrypted messages. Information carried by spies were hard to detect because of the social understanding that only a husband and doctor were permitted to touch them, much less search them for contraband when crossing picket lines. The Battle of Manassas started as a Union victory since the South was completely outnumbered. The Confederates were just about to retreat when Davis's reinforcements arrived. The new wave of fresh soldiers was just enough for them to overtake the Union army. But how did Davis know to send reinforcements? General Beauregard credited Rose O'Neill Greenhow with the information that led him to request reinforcements from President Davis. McDowell has certainly been ordered to advance on the 16th. Signed, R.O.G. After verification of Rose's identity as the encryptor, President Davis ordered his scattered troops to centralize and help Beauregard at Manassas Junction. If she had not been able to send the information, the Battle of Manassas could have ended in a Union victory.
Our President Davis and our General direct me to thank you. We rely upon you for further information. The Confederacy owes you a debt. Colonel Jordan to Rose O'Neill Greenhow.
After the war subsided, many female spies were awarded partial compensation by Congress for their wartime expenses. One spy was even awarded the Military Medal of Honor. Rose O'Neill Greenhow was buried with full military honors when she drowned off the North Carolina coast, returning from a secret mission in England. The Ladies' Memorial Society placed a simple marble cross on her grave that bears the inscription, Mrs. Rose O'Neill Greenhow, a bearer of dispatches to the Confederate government. And every Memorial Day, a laurel leaf is left there.
She was worth any six of Jeff Davis's regiments. Charles Sumner, Massachusetts Senator.
The fact that women spies were arrested just validates their power and influence over the Civil War. Even though a woman's information may not have contributed to winning or losing a battle, they were appreciated by both the North and South. Rose O'Neill Greenhow devoted her life to the Confederate cause, supplied crucial information to the South, and will always be remembered as the woman who saved the Battle of Manassas for the Confederate States of America. At the last day, when the martyrs who have with their blood sealed their devotion to liberty shall stand together, firm witnesses that truth is stronger than death, foremost among the shining throng, co-equal with the Rolands and Joan d'Arcs of history, will appear the Confederate heroine, Rose A. Greenhow. Thank you for listening.